I mean, you know, they've been going in and doing this sort of thing all over the state. I mean, they did it in Greensboro. They did it over in Wake County with the commissioners. It's clearly what they're interested in is making certain that Republicans get elected.
Is that normal for a bill to come up so suddenly like that?
Well, I mean, it's not the first time, but, you know, there's been a tactic in recent years to file a bill, run the bill with little input, with very little notice, so there's limited opportunity for public input on these things, and then to do what they want to do, because they've already thought about it, reflected upon it, and have decided they know better than the people of the city of Asheville.
Would you offer any amendments within the committee itself?
Well, I think the key thing is reviewing the data to drill down into the facts and find out how these districts might perform. In my opinion, it would be best to give the power to elected officials of the city of Asheville to draw these districts. We at the General Assembly should not be drawing these. Elected officials in Asheville should be drawing them if they're going to be redrawn. More importantly, we should respect the wishes of the Asheville City Council and the mayor and let the districts be.
Were you a part of the committee when they made changes to Greensboro and made changes to Wake County?
Yes, I was.
And what happened during those meetings?
Well, I mean, with Wake County, they went in there and they redrew the districts for county commissioners to make sure that Republicans would always have more members than Democrats. They redrew the school district boundaries for school board members for Wake County. They redrew the Greensboro City Council districts to increase the level of Republican participation. My best guess is this is another effort to redraw the districts to make certain that Republicans can have representation on council. I think that's the wrong thing to do.
Four Democrats out of 12 members of that committee, it looks like. What power do you have, if any, to make changes or to put the brakes on the bill if you have a problem with it?
Well, we could certainly vote against the proposed plan. We could present alternatives. It's a good chance that votes will be along partisan lines on this issue. It's obvious to me at this time is that there's a possibility to have a hybrid system. And when I say that, you could have geographic districts which somebody would have to live within to run for council to make sure there's geographic representation on your city council and still allow voting to take place at large. That's the way we do it in the city of Durham, and it's worked extraordinarily well. And I served in the Durham City Council for 8 years. But when this type of change is sought, it should come from the people of the city of Asheville. The city council hasn't requested it. The mayor hasn't requested it. If the General Assembly wants to propose this, allowing a referendum of the voters to determine what they want would be appropriate. And secondly, if it's going to be redrawn, let the people from the city of Asheville participate in that process through their duly elected officials, which are serving today.
All right, Senator McKissick, those are the questions I had. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
I hate to see us begin to meddle in the affairs of another community when the community has not sought changes. It's a bad practice, but it's an established precedent. What we need to do is elect good folks, the General Assembly, who view and respect the wishes of local government, the way that we have historically in this state, rather than meddling in local affairs for partisan purposes.